suppose.
And we would have plays at Chickasaw College, and our beaus would take us there. I remember one time I was in a play. I was a cowgirl, and I was supposed to go sit with him after my part was over, and the instructor wouldn't let me. And so Jean looked out. I was wanting to see the other, you know, the rest of the play. And Jean looked out and saw another boy helping me up in a chair so I could see. Brother, we had to have just little memories like that. We had a fight coming on.
Suppose that a boy asked you to marry him and you said no. How was that described?
You would be turning him down.
Mm-hmm. And when you accepted, what was that? Did you have a certain expression for that? If you didn't turn it down, then what would you do?
You would say yes.
I see. And would you tell me about the wedding? How was that conducted?
Well, now, most of them were in the church. My mother wanted mine in the home. And I was timid. I was 16, and I was timid, and Jean was too. And you know where we married? We were out riding one day, and we married in Jean. We found the prettiest spot on the side of the road over at Wilson's Road. And I said, how would you like to be married here? And he said, I'd love it if it's all right with you. And so I went home, and my mother thought I was crazy, of course, and my sisters did too. But I wore them down, and we were married sitting in the buggy in the most beautiful natural setting you've ever seen. The preacher, of course, was there, and my older sister and her boyfriend were there. And then his mother had a big supper for us that night. And so we were, that's the way we were married.
Nice. That's very
but
interesting.
Most of the others were in the church if they didn't elope. But we didn't want to elope. And I didn't want, Mama wanted us just to marry the home and just their family and our family, just the families there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want that.
Where you were married, were your families with you then, or just?
No, just the couple.
I see.
And the preacher, mm-hmm. and Jean and I.
Well,
but they were all welcomed us when we got home, you
see.
Very
interesting.
Uh-huh.
How would you refer to the people who were with you when you were married?
Well, you couldn't say they were maid of honor, matron of honor, anything like that. I guess just witnesses, wouldn't you?
In your case, then you would, the couple with you would be witnesses.
I guess so.
Now, suppose it were a more formal wedding. How would you refer to the people who were with?
Well, they would be like it is now, you know, the matron of honor. And the
matron of honor. Did you ever hear the term waiter?
No.
Someone told me that a girl or a boy were with the married couple,
mm-hmm.
a couple to be married, sometimes were called waiters.
I never heard and, that.
I was wondering whether it may be an expression peculiar to a certain
to that community.
Particular county.